Harry climbed back down the ladder and the spiral staircase, wondering. Had he just heard Professor Trelawney make a real prediction? Or had that been her idea of an impressive end to the test? 5 minutes later, he was dashing past the security trolls outside the entrance to Gryffindor Tower, Professor Trelawney's words still resounding in his head. People were striding past him in the opposite direction, laughing and joking, heading for the grounds and a bit of long-awaited freedom. By the time he had reached the portrait hall and entered the common room, it was almost deserted. Over in the corner, however, sat Ron and Hermione. "Professor Trelawney," Harry panted, "she just told me." But he stopped abruptly at the sight of their faces. "Buckbeat lost," said Ron weakly. "Hagrid's just sent this." Hagrid's note was dry this time. No tears had splattered it. Yet his hand seemed to have shaken so much as he wrote that it was hardly legible. "Lost appeal. They're going to execute at sunset. Nothing you can do. Don't come down. I don't want you to see it. Hagrid."
"We've got to go," said Harry at once. "He can't just sit there on his own, waiting for the executioner." "Sunset, though," said Ron, who was staring out of the window in a glazed sort of way. "We'd never be allowed, especially you, Harry."
Harry sank his head into his hands, thinking.
"If we only had the invisibility cloak."
"Where is it?"
said Hermione. Harry told her about leaving it in the passageway under the one-eyed witch.
"If Snape sees me anywhere near there again, I'm in serious trouble," he finished.
"That's true," said Hermione, getting to her feet. "If he sees you..." "How do you open the witch's hump again?"
You tap it and say, "Descendium," said Harry. "But..." Hermione didn't wait for the rest of his sentence. She strode across the room, pushed open the fat lady's portrait, and vanished from sight.
"She hasn't gone to get it," Ron said, staring after her.
She had. Hermione returned a quarter of an hour later with a silvery cloak folded carefully under her robes.
"Hermione, I don't know what's gotten into you lately," said Ron, astounded. "First you hit Malfoy, then you walk out on Professor Trelawney."
Hermione looked rather flattered.